boys, beautiful boys. We love our boys at Boys Mass Collective, especially when those boys are grown men chasing after balls, millions and millions of dollars. I love boys when they're men. Clip that. Anywho, Sports Mass Collective, episode 4. God! Every week, I think it's my last week. Every week, we continue to shock the world by continuing to do the greatest sports podcast hosted by an All-American athlete. Maybe the only. I think it's the only one. I'm going to say it's the only one. That is December Saturday, which we'll get to the football on Saturday. December 16th, the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2023. May God bless you all. Happy Hanukkah. Anywho, we're going to get to the football. Don't you goddamn worry. Look, this is what the show's all about. I got a look at my new toothbrush. It's black. How about that? Because the bristles are infused with charcoal, and it's going to make my teeth whiter. No, I bought it because it's black, and I like everything black since we're existing in the black universe, but it's really just a bunch of nothingness. But that's for a different show that doesn't exist just already, but since we think we're living in the past, that show's actually in the future. It's all at the same time, because time is what, folks? Come on, if you watch, time is a man-made construct. That's right. Wrap me the sports, I promise. You know the goddamn rules. As a disciple of WFAN New York Sports Radio and Mike and the Mad Dog and the Joe, all the classics, we run it that way. So if you have questions or comments in the chat, super chats are read immediately. Everything else we'll check in on as the show goes. I've produced it all by myself on the podcast and in life, although apparently Ski Mask Collective will be back tomorrow, 12:30. I heard from the masked man himself, who, let's say, may not have had a seizure and been in the hospital. Come on, and people just lose ski masks. That's gold. He keeps drinking and going to the hospital. It's classic. But anyway, this tomorrow. Yes, obviously we'll get to the football in a minute. The NFL football, because the other thing, the only other football we could talk about, I guess, is college football, which is just a terrible, terrible product. Yeah, the audio and video is choppy. It doesn't matter. I can switch over my Wi-Fi here. You know what I mean? I'll switch over my Wi-Fi. It'll probably get worse. My computer was able to... There we go. I don't really give a fuck about audio quality. Caring about audio quality is gay. Guests are gay. I don't really give a fuck. Yes, so the college football, as you know here, college football stinks. And now with the playoff, there's even less reason to watch, because not that these bowls meant anything. It's just a marketing. It's all for marketing, all these bowls. I've said for years, before the college playoff was even introduced, I said for years that they should use the bowls as a tournament. All these companies can still have their bowls, but make it like a 16-team tournament, whatever. And they can still have their bowls, and they rotate the bowls every year. So, for example, this year the championship will be the Tostitos Bowl. Next year it'll be the Celsius Bowl. Then it'll be the Cialis Bowl. And they each get to have their championship, and they just rotate what bowls are what. And that way it's fair to all the sponsors and blah, blah, blah. But I'm Stanislas Radomas. I'm a genius. I said that before the college football playoff wasn't even introduced. And as I've said before, it's pathetic enough with only four teams making the playoffs. Pathetic enough that Florida State wasn't invited in because they have to bend the knee to fucking Alabama because they're in their pocketbook. But now it's compounded even worse, all these meaningless bowl games with the transfer portal, which is in layman's terms, it's just now players can declare they want to transfer and enter that transfer. And essentially it's like free agency. Teams can bid on them, waiver, blah, blah, blah. But now a lot of these players, if you're looking to transfer, it's essentially like being a free agent where they're not trying to get injured. So the top players who are in the transfer portal aren't playing in these bowls. And these bowls are meaningless to begin with. So now there's even less reason to watch any of these games. The teams aren't even who they were during the regular season because their best players are going to be sitting out. And, yeah, so that's that. College football sucks. And I've said that for a while. Rack me. Thanks. I'm right. Again. By the way, editor's note, we had the breaking news last week during the show that Ohtani signed with the Blue Jays. Obviously, he ended up signing with the Dodgers, which is a much better fit for him. The Dodgers, besides the Yankees, are, you know, the most worldwide known team. Obviously, he wanted to stay on the West Coast, close to Japan. They have a big Asian population in California as well. So it makes sense. It makes sense for the Dodgers. Everybody makes a big thing about the contract. But A, you got to pay these guys to sign them. And B, listen, if he can get his pitching back on track, not that he was bad, but, you know, if he can become a better, I mean, I don't even know if he's going to pitch this year. But you're basically getting two players in one. So, and look at the rate of inflation. Anywho, whatever. I got a black toothbrush. It doesn't matter. Look at my shirt. Beautiful shirt. We weren't built to last this long. Shout out Envy on the Coast. If you don't know them, check them out. Lucy Gray, one of the greatest albums ever made. You're welcome. Thank me later. But yeah, folks, I told you last week it was on its way, and it is here. NFL football, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Yeah! 4 days a week for the next, at least the next month, you're going to have NFL football. 4 days, more days than it's not. Thank the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Three games today. I think one of them's already underway. We'll get to all the picks. Calm down your dicks. But yes, it's if you have a beating heart and you're not a communist, it's the next month and a half is the greatest football of the year, the highest drama, especially this year. I think going into this week, only two teams were technically eliminated from the playoffs. And listen, you can make the argument it's due to lackluster quarterbacks around the league. You could definitely make that argument. But fuck it. It's fun. Both teams, a wild card, has five or more teams in the running. Realistic running, too. Not just, like, can do it. And, yeah, you got to love it. The parity in the NFL is unmatched. That's why college football stinks, among a lot of other reasons. Yeah, so we're in the thick of it, folks. Let's jump around. No guest today because I'm not gay. Unless somebody wants a link, let me know. I'll send it to you. We'll check the comments in a minute. Who gives a fuck? Let's see. Where do we start? Where do we want to start? We could start with Patrick Mahomes being a bitch and complaining about a totally obvious offsides call with Tony from against the Bills last week. I mean, obviously he's been beat to death because everybody had all week to weigh in on this, and I'm the last one. But yeah, it wasn't even close. Tony's back foot is where his front foot should be. Easy. Listen, Tony, I can't believe Kadarius Toney is still on the Chiefs even before this game. The amount of fumbles, the amount of drops, the amount of terrible penalties even before that. The guy is an idiot. He's one of these guys that looks that has the skills, but when you put him on the field, he's a mongoloid, as we like to say over here at Ski Mass Media. Total mongo bongo. And I'm surprised Andy Reid has kept him around this long. Yeah, the Chiefs with another tough loss. And listen, as I said last week and the last few weeks, the Chiefs are a different team than they've been. We can't think about the Chiefs of who they were in years past. They still don't have a number one wide receiver. I've been saying this all year now, and they're coming down the stretch here. This is just what it is. The Chiefs don't have a great wide receiver. They can use Pacheco, I guess. I think Pacheco is back this week. And obviously Kelsey. And then when Mahomes hits these guys, they drop it. So it is what it is at this point. It absolutely is what it is for the Chiefs. We'll get to their game this week in a bit. On the other side of the dime, as they say, in the same division there. Listen, I've been saying this a while, longer than other people, even when they were playing like shit. But the Broncos have put it together. Russell Wilson, I'm sorry, he's a real quarterback. Sean Payton, after they put up 70 on him early in the year, has turned it around. I wouldn't want to play the Broncos right now. I think the Broncos are a pretty dangerous team. So I think the Broncos have put it together in recent weeks. The Jets finally put together a full game last week against the Texans. Zach Wilson won AFC Player of the Week last week. Good for him. It doesn't change at all my feelings about him. Every dog has its day. Every squirrel finds a nut. What's the 50 Cent lyric? Like a squirrel trying to find a nut. Something about fuck. What is it? Hold on. Yeah, I forget it. I used to Get Rich or Die Trying was my best-selling. Used to bootleg CDs in high school. The Get Rich or Die Trying and Mobb Deep Infamous were my best sellers. $5 a CD. All you had to do was buy a CD writer before everyone else, which I did. You buy the stack of empty of blank CDs from Tower Records. You take 2 hours to burn one album, and then you sell them in the halls of your high school for $5 a bop. And that's how old Stance. I've been hustling forever, folks. I can't even begin to tell you my hustles. But yes, selling bootleg CDs. Shout out Kazaa. Remember Kazaa, the downloading service to my fellow old bags? Great times. Anywho, yeah, the Jets finally put it, and good for them. I'm not taking it away. Defense played well. CJ Stroud knocked out of the game in concussion protocol. I'll be surprised if he plays this week. All you bettors, take note. But listen, not a great game for the Texans. Not a great matchup, I should say, for the Texans. The wind was up. MetLife already a tough place to throw the ball. The wind was up. The Texans were severely beat up, and they got more beat up as over the course of that game. So take what you will out of that as a Jets fan. Nothing more than another nice win, I guess. Sure, they had some great plays. Fun to watch. Nice to see your team, if you're a Jets fan like me, actually play well. And they have an interesting matchup this week against the Dolphins, which I'll touch on when we get to that matchup. But don't write that game off just yet. That could be a little more interesting than we think. We got a super chat. Super chats are read immediately, of course, because we don't care. We don't cater to poors. ACDC 5150, a good egg among eggs. Bears are starting to look interesting. Hey, ACDC, you're not wrong. I'm going to get to them when we do the picks. I'll give you a free sample. I'm picking the Bears this week. Justin Fields is back this week. They're getting points. We'll call our Bears correspondents, Kelly and White Julio, when we get to that pick and see what they think. But, yes, I actually agree. For how shitty they were early in the year, the Bears, and listen, they're not going anywhere. Calm down. But I think they have an interesting matchup this week. We'll get to that when we get to that. I just saw an Anywho from Leo Gunn, even though he didn't pay for it. He's a member. By the way, I have my own YouTube. We have this YouTube. I still don't know how to become a member. I would if I could. I don't know. I'd be an MLC. I just don't know how to do it. If anybody wants to make me an MLC member, go for it. Thanks. But I appreciate our members because, you know, we're not these corporate fat cats like Kevin Brennan and the all these other people. We're just a couple poor boys, one who's constantly in the hospital and one who's homeless. So thank you for the memberships, folks. I see some members here. We'll get to the full chat when I get to it. Calm down. Thank you, ACDC, put it on the board as a sports reference. ACDC putting money on the board. The other thing to touch on, quarterbacks. I know we've been talking about them. It's clear now there are two elite quarterbacks this year, and only two: Lamar Jackson, who's the best in the league right now, and Dak Prescott. It's Lamar Jackson and Dak Prescott and everybody else. Mahomes, second level. Josh Allen, second level. Trevor Lawrence, second level. Name anybody else, but Lamar Jackson and Dak Prescott at this point have put themselves on the next level. Leo Gunn gifting a membership. Did you gift a membership to me? I need an MLC membership. I mean, I'll take a membership to my own network. By the way, to quote Jake Hudson, if you want to obviously like and follow this show, if you haven't already, please smash the like button, comment, share it, tell your grandmother, go to her grave and put the speaker up to her and play me talking. But also feel free, youtube.com/StancilGym. Just throwing that out there. If you want to get that rolling, just saying, hashtag just saying. Maybe we'll talk about that more on Ski Mask Collective tomorrow when we make our triumphant return with the man out of the hospital tomorrow afternoon. Yes, Lamar and Dak, top of the league, not even close, not up for debate anymore. We're going into week, what are we going to do? 50, 60, we're going to week 15 this week, if you can believe it. And there's no more... no more hypotheticals, no more let's see what happens. The players are who they are. The teams are who they are at this point. So keep that in mind when you're doing your betting. Don't bet on coulda, shoulda, woulda, what will be. These teams, what you've seen at this point, are who they are. It sounds simple, but I think we all sometimes get caught up thinking of, the Chiefs are this championship team, the Bill, you know, whoever. The Eagles are a great team. The Eagles, by the way, watch out. Leo Gunn, another one. Leo Gunn's going absolutely wild. To quote myself on Opie's show, that's my guy. Leo Gunn, that's my guy. Send Opie the link. I should have sent Opie the link. I might just show up on, I think I'm going to show up to Gebhardt's on Tuesday. There's another, this is what you get at Sports Mass. You get the teasers. Hold on, let me drink my Celsius. Obviously, this podcast is sponsored by Celsius, $1 million sponsorship. And don't forget, black toothbrush. And don't forget many other things. Yeah, what else? Let's go around. Looking ahead, the Dolphins, who all of a sudden could be giving up the division to the Bills, very possible. We'll kind of touch on that when we go around the game. The Dolphins finish with the last game of the season. The Dolphins, the last two games for the Dolphins are the Ravens and the Bills. Keep that in mind. If you're doing your future bets, the Dolphins finish with Ravens and the Bills with the terrible, inexcusable, up 14 points with 3 minutes left against the Titans last week. Or sorry, was that was just Thursday? I've had a crazy week, which again, we'll save that for the other show. But a brutal, inexcusable loss to the Titans on Thursday night have absolutely now opened the door to the Bills, who are coming into form. You know, I don't think they're world beaters just yet, but they've tightened everything up the last couple weeks, obviously beating the Chiefs last week. The cheetah, Tyreek Hill, is a game-time decision with the ankle coming up against the Jets. I think he'll play, but any of us who have played any kind of sport at all, we've all had twisted our ankle. You know how that is. It feels fine. You make one wrong move, and you twist it again. So an interesting game for the Jets and Dolphins this week. I think the Jets have a chance here against that Dolphins offense. They have a lot of turnover problems in Miami, and the Jets still are a top 10 defense despite some poor weeks. Hold on, little Lemmy, $20, and didn't say anything. Now that's my kind of lady. Why can't they all be like this? Give me money and shut up. I didn't really mean that, little Lemmy. Thank you for the $20. Wow, big spender. All of you suck it. Getting showed up by the incomparable little Lemmy. Thank you. $20 and not even saying anything. That's what I'm fucking... Sorry. Where was I? Yes, the Dolphins. Cover the Dolphins. The Chiefs. The Chiefs have a... Here's their remaining games for the Chiefs. They have the Pats this week, where, listen, if they lose that game, just forget it. I mean, there's no excuse. There's no way you can justify the Chiefs losing this week. So, obviously, lock up that money line. We'll get to the spread when we get there with the picks. The Chiefs finished with the Pats, Raiders, Bengals, and Chargers. So, Chiefs have kind of a middling, you know, not a tough end of the year, but not an easiest end of the year. Kind of teams that... could have a week and beat them, but also teams they should beat. The Eagles, they have the Seahawks this week. This is going to be the Eagles. I think the Eagles might have a tough time this week going across the country against a hungry Seahawks team who's still trying to be in the hunt. I think it looks like Locke is going to start for the Seahawks. But the Eagles finished with Seattle, Giants, Cardinals, and then Giants again. So Eagles after this week, really, again, similar to the Chiefs, if they don't win those last three games, you know, they don't deserve to be in the playoffs or anything. So, yeah, the Eagles have Seattle this week, which is could be a tough game. We'll get to it. And then the Giants, Cardinals, and Giants to finish the year. The Cowboys, the surging Cowboys, which I'll get to my power rankings in a matter of moments. The Cowboys finished with Buffalo this week. That's your game of the week right there. Tell you that right now. Then Miami, then the Lions. Oh, by the way, the Lions are absolutely running out of gas. I was very high on the Lions earlier this year. If you've followed this soap opera that is Sports Mass Collective, I was riding high on the Lions. I thought they had the division locked up weeks ago. And all of a sudden, the Lions look like, especially their defense, have just totally run out of gas here coming down the stretch. Which, listen, really not surprising. You know, some teams like the Broncos have a terrible start, and now they put it together. The Lions had a great start, and now they're running out of gas there. So Cowboys, again, 3 out of 4, they're going to have some challenging games. But we're going to find out a lot about the Cowboys. Buffalo this week, then Miami, then the Lions, and then they finish with Washington, the Redskins, who are the worst team in the NFL. Maybe the Patriots, but it's a toss-up. Patriots and Commanders with the turnaround of the Giants and the Jets, you know, Jets defense keeping them in these games. The Commanders and Patriots have solidified themselves as the worst teams in the NFL. By the way, again, I know it's Saturday, so it's a longer move from the games last Sunday, but the Ravens-Rams games, if you had a chance to watch that, the Ravens-Ram game last week was a beautiful, fun game to watch. Great game all the way up to the end where the Ravens won it with a kick return, or was it a punt return, whatever. Touchdown in overtime. That was a great back and forth. The Rams are a dangerous team. That was a high-scoring game. You know how those sometimes those games get off the rails where even the good defenses, it's just going to turn into a shootout. But that was a great game last week. And Lamar Jackson is so dangerous in all these close games because when it's crunch time, he can throw the ball. He can run the ball. He makes the right decisions. He knows when to throw it away, which sounds simple, but watch most of these backup quarterbacks and they're just totally lost. So a big shout out to that game. What a beautiful game. Great. Couple things before we were about to do the power rankings and get to the picks and wrap this thing up. Staley finally out of I guess LA because the Chargers are gay. I like to stay San Diego. Totally embarrassed by the Raiders Thursday night. Leo Gunn's just going absolutely wild today. That's my guy. Hashtag that's my guy. That's my guy, Leo Gunn. As I famously quoted on the Opie show, which I may well return to this Tuesday. Gifted another membership. It's 3 memberships today. God bless you, Leo Gunn. More men. Let's grow the cult. It is a cult. I was right about everything. We'll cover more tomorrow. Joey C's a piece of shit. All the dabble stuff is gay. And Kevin's finally coming around. He sees it. He loves it. MLC, the greatest soap opera in the land, as I've said forever, as Kevin quotes me, it's a show about a show. I'm right about everything. All you got to do is listen. Everything in time. That's how it works. A lot of these freaks, a lot of these people out there, and you're good people if you're watching live or listening later. I'm sure you're on the right side of history, but a lot of these, they want to make these knee-jerk decisions. The truth comes out in time. Lies come out immediately. And I forecasted everything with all of these freaks who've tried to insert themselves into the MLC universe. They put in no work. They're nobodies, and they talk like they're somebodies. I know some of you like them. Listen, you could like who you like. I'm not telling you to like, but I'm giving my opinion. I'm free to give my opinion because it's goddamn America, United States of America, that we stole from natives and Mexicans, rack me, but it doesn't, yeah. It's called survival of the fittest. I'm not apologizing for it. Fuck off. Yes, I don't know what my point was. Yeah, like who you like, but I'm going to tell you my truth, and the truth is the Joey C's, the dabblers, the puppets, the fruits, the vegetables, all these. It is such a lower tier of podcasting. I'm sorry. That's why, as I've said all along, for Kevin's sake, I wish he would stop speaking them into existence. As I've always said, especially with Kevin, when he talks about you, it does you good. That's why I never mind. He's been shitting on me for years. It's the best, nothing better than free publicity. I wish Kevin would just stop talking about. I mean, I don't mind Kevin ripping Shuley and the Bobs and the Carls and those guys. You know, at least they're on a podcasting level. Not on Kevin's level, but at least there's something. But to waste the time with these lower level freaks. And not to mention, well, I don't know why he keeps sending Stevie the link and still hasn't asked me to come on. I'm not asking to be on. I don't even know if I could come on with a shitty computer. Speaking of, Daddy needs a new computer. Let's get those super chats and memberships. I'm half kidding. I'm not here to beg for shit. But anyway, yes, I don't know how I got off on an MLC tangent. Hold on. We got super chats. Leo Gunn, that's my guy. Leo, that's my guy. Gunn, $10. The Opser has been replaying your epic appearance in blocks all week. Arguably the greatest episode of Live from Kep Hearts ever. You guys make a great team. Also, sports is gay. Anywho. By the way, I don't know if you know who John Rudnitsky is. He was on SNL. Now he's a stand-up. He was at the Soccer Ball Comedy Club here a couple of weeks ago, and he told me I have a great voice for radio. So I don't know what that means. Little Lemmy gifting the membership. Boy, the our A-team soldiers are putting in the work today. God bless you. We'll get to the poor chat before I do the picks. I'll check in on you cheap pieces of shit. By you cheap pieces of shit, feel free to put your questions or queries in the chat. AC/DC's back. AC/DC $4.99. Uh-oh, he's stepping it up. He was inspired by Leo Gunn and Little Lemmy. I feel bad for Gino, stuck with all those cackling hens all weekend, zero testosterone there. Well, Gino surely has brought none himself, and this isn't even a slight. Gino will admit it, but Gino is maybe the most cackling of the hens. Gino loves to be a hen. Gino is a hen. He loves to be one of the girls. He loves the gossip. He loves to curse you out and then tell you he didn't mean it, and that's why we all love him. It's amazing to me how many people still don't understand Gino. It's Gino. Gino is Gino. You got to take Gino for what he is. That's why I love him. It's entertaining. You know, I'm sure we'll touch on it tomorrow. He sent that crazy text that Kate Meany posted about never allowed a compound again. He'll call the cops. And then the next text was, disregard that, I overreacted. I'll see you at the Christmas party. I love it. You got to love Gino. How do you not love Gino? It's entertainment, folks. Everybody calm down. If it's entertaining, it's entertaining. I said it on the show this week. I tried to have an intervention on In Hot Water this week about his speech to texting because he gets carried away. And when you do speech to text, you don't realize what you say. You don't have time to correct it. But anyway, thank you for the super chat, AC/DC. There you go. God is talking. Where were we, folks? Let's get back on the sports track, even though sports is gay, as Leo Gunn says. Yeah, keep an eye out. I'm going to hit Opie up Monday, say, hey, I'm going to be in town Tuesday. I'll be over. Unless you guys think I should just show up, let me know in the chat. But that's my plan. Hold on. Let's hit the vape. Let's take a breath. Something to keep on your guys' calendar before we get to the power rankings. The Ravens and 49ers play in a few weeks. It could be a rare case of both conferences, not divisions, both conferences, number one seed on the line. That's when you're going to want to circle on your calendar. The Ravens and 49ers, if things break right, that game could well decide the number one seed for the playoffs in both conferences. High drama. Listen, we're going to have high drama coming down the stretch this whole way. With all the parity we have, with all the teams still in the mix, not only for the wild card, but a lot of these divisions now. Like I said, the AFC East, the NFC South, the NFC East, the Cowboys and the Eagles. And more. More gifted memberships. Oh, we're going wild. It's a wild Saturday. What is happening? I love it. Are they beautiful? Are they still doing the content house? I don't even say it as a dig. I honestly don't know. Thank you. Little Lemmy membership given. Leo Gunn, man. I mean, you people are, it's like the Salvation Army out here just giving shit away. All right, here we go. The often very controversial Stancil's power rankings. You know I do the top eight. Why? You know, because there's 32 teams in the league. I do the top eight. All these hacks do top five or top 10. Top eight is the top 25% of the league. That's what we do here at Sports Mass Collective, because we do fucking math. Here we fucking go. And there's been some movement. There's been a lot of movement if you pay attention from last week. Number one, the Ravens. Number two, Cowboys. Ravens and Cowboys have emerged the last few weeks as the cream of the crop of the NFL this year. Ravens, one. Cowboys, two. Niners, hey, they keep proving me wrong. I'll give them the credit. Niners, three. Chiefs at four. Eagles, five. Dolphins, six. Dolphins have dropped a lot recently, and for good reason. Bills at seven. Bills could definitely creep up again this week. Bills are, that stock is trending up. Be careful with the Bills. And you got to give it to the Browns. There's a lot of teams that could be there. Browns, the Jags, the Lions, if you notice, have finally dropped out of the top rankings. I'm giving it to the Browns. I'm giving it to the Browns, that eight spot. There you go. Let's go around. Let me go around and check you poor pieces of shit chat, see if there's anything interesting. Ba-ba-ba. So far, nothing interesting at all, except the super chats have been the best chats. Yeah, Chris Mack, shout out Leo Gunn. So far, that's the Raiders, maybe. Raiders are dreaming. I think it's going to be a dream, but good for them. We freed the Indians, some would say. Leo Gunn did a freebie. Gino, the most cackling of all the hens. Bisconti. Yes, quote me on that. Clip it. And I say that with love. All right, nothing great. Luckily, the rich people had the most interesting chats this week. Oh, boy. Excuse me. Thank you anyway for the whatever. I'll comment on this, even though it's the wrong show. Citizen M, is there any hope left for Brennan? JK, there ain't. Yeah, again, we'll discuss further on the Ski Mask Collective tomorrow afternoon, as that's the official MLC wrap-up show, often imitated, never duplicated, Ski Mask Collective tomorrow. It's like you're watching. It's like you're a watching companion for MLC. If you watch MLC, you should be watching SMC every week. Even Brennan will admit it's the official wrap-up show. It has been going on 4 years now. Is there hope left? I think Kevin has his days where he needs a show and he brings up these freaks like puppets and Joey C's. And, you know, the dabble bullshit, the potatoes and corns and whatever. But I think in the end, he's touched on it later in this week. I think Brennan is realizing, he even mentioned, I do too many shows. I got to stop doing. He finally said it, which is what I've been saying. I mean, you guys know if you watch a show, how long I've been saying 6 days a week is too much for quality. I understand Mr. Brennan is addicted to super chats, and that's why he does 6 days a week. And if you don't understand that, you're not paying attention. But I think he's finally realizing, even just dial it down to four, Kevin. Dial it down to three or four. Keep the quality. Do two shows with a guest. Do two with your beloved super chats if you have to. I think that's the mix. We'll see what happens. It's hard, though, to say no to money, but. Good question. I'll Citizen M. Stupid Fast, a.k.a. White Julio. You'll be getting a call in a matter of moments. White Julio won't be able to take call work. I'm going to call you anyway. No, I won't. Browns over the Bears. Sports. Anyway, let's make nude videos together, sell them, and get you a laptop. That sounds good. I'm up for it, White Julio. Let's get you back in studio. Let's make out for money. Never forget the infamous Kiss sponsored by Deadpool just a mere month or two ago with White Julio, beautiful correspondent. I've been busy. It's a busy time of year for us people with real jobs because we work for you pieces of shit. Thank you, White Julio, for a couple of shekels there. Yes, that was everything. My thought, the Raiders might get the Chiefs. Yes, as far as possibly beat them, I could see it. Interdivisional game. Yeah, we'll talk about it. 49ers also a bit of a trap game this week. Be careful. We'll get to that too. All right, folks. It's that fucking time. It's that time. You know what's coming. It's time for the picks. Going in to week 15, folks. We're coming down to the wire. You hear the music. You know we're making the picks with dicks for boys. We love boys, all kinds of boys. We love boys when they become men and play sports. Let's get to the picks for this week. Thursday already happened. The current game is underway, so we're not going to pick that. The Vikings and Bengals currently Vikings leading 7-3. By the way, I called it last week. Another Stancil Stratonis moment. The Dobstronaut or the Pastronaut, whatever. He's done starting. I told you he had his two games of whatever, and now he's done. All right, let's run through these. First game we're going to pick here later today, 4:30 today, folks. Beautiful time of year for football fans. The Steelers at the Colts, both 7-6, both very much in the play on the wild card conversation here. Steelers are getting 2.5 on the road with the Colts. I've been picking the Steelers too much this year. They show signs of life. This is a tough game to pick because I'm not really high on either of these teams. That said, I'm going Colts at home. But an interesting game this afternoon. Very high playoff implications, especially with the tiebreakers. They're both 7-6. So a fun matchup there. Give me the Colts minus 2.5 there in Indianapolis. This evening, surprisingly great game. You wouldn't have thought this weeks ago. We got the Broncos on the road against the Lions. Broncos are getting 4.5 on the road. I love this game for the Broncos with the spread. Give me the Broncos 4.5. As I said earlier, the Lions are completely running out of gas at the wrong time. Even though they're at 9-4, luckily the Packers also with a terrible loss last week to the Giants. Give me the Broncos tonight. Give me the Broncos plus 4.5. That'll put them at winning 6 of their last 7. A surging team, and that will put them right in that wild card spot for the Broncos. Oh, boy. We got the Bears at the Browns tomorrow. The Bears are getting 3.5. You heard me touch on it before. Fields is back. The Browns have injuries all over. I'm taking the Bears here. They're not going anywhere, but they're playing well the last few weeks. As you saw, White Julio super chatted that he won't be able to take the call. Let's go to our big-butted secretary, Kelly, and see what she thinks about her Bears. Yeah, Sports Mass Collective, Jim Stancil.
Oh, you're on right now?
Yeah.
Sorry. How are you?
Great. We got the Bears at the Browns. Bears are getting 3.5 on the road. You go.
I don't like Joe Flacco. I don't like him. And I'm going to take the Bears. But I think Justin Fields is on a roll.
There you go. I actually took the Bears.
You took the Bears?
Yeah, mommy. You should send me something nice because I was so nice to your team.
Yeah, you've been very nice lately. Okay.
I'm a good boy.
Good boy.
All right. We'll let you go. People love hearing your voice. Anything to report this week?
What?
Do you have anything to report before I let you go?
No, nothing. I don't have anything to report this week as of yet.
All right.
I'll keep you posted.
Feel better. Goodbye. God, she's so annoying. There you go. We both picked the Bears. There you have it, folks. We got the Falcons at 6-7 going to the 1-12 Panthers. We're not going to waste time. Give me the Falcons minus 3.5. The Buccaneers, another 6-7 versus 6-7 in another disgusting game, although it does have divisional implications for both teams, I guess, more so the Bucs. The Bucs at the Packers. Packers with just embarrassed last week in the Meadowlands. Was it the Meadowlands? Yeah, it was the Monday night game. Yeah. Love is not who I thought he was. And listen, he might turn out to be good, but not loving the way he's playing. I understand Tampa on the road, in Green Bay, in the cold. But Tampa has something to play for. They have weapons. Mike Evans having a great year. Give me the Bucs on the road, plus a 3.5. I think it'll be a close game, so that 3.5 covers the field goal. Give me the Bucs at 3.5. The injured and beat-up Texans going down to Tennessee, riding high off of their... riding low. Wait, what? Yeah, no, the Titans are riding high off of their victory against the Dolphins. That's right. I'm getting my shit mixed up. I think I have Alzheimer's, early onset. A couple of weeks ago, I wouldn't think to pick the Titans here. Stroud is probably not playing concussion protocol. The Texans, while they were surging a few weeks ago, have looked lackluster as of late. I'm taking the Titans at home, outdoors against the dome team that is Houston. Rack me. We got the Jets at Miami. As we said, we're not entertaining any kind of playoff hopes for the Jets. And we're not even going to talk about it until if it comes down to a last game where there's a way they can make it, I'll give it credit or I'll give it any credence. I'm not discussing any kind of playoffs hopes for the Giants or the Jets for that matter. So let's just get that out of the way. That said, Tyreek Hill, turn ankle, may not play, probably will play because he's a gamer. Tua and the rest of that offense, huge turnover issues the last few weeks. The Jets, a top 10 defense. Jets getting 8.5. The Jets with Zach Wilson finally not putting it together. Then again, listen, Zach Wilson didn't do anything crazy. It wasn't like he came into his own. Most of the big plays were to Conklin, the big tight end down the middle. They weren't great passes. He put him in the right spot, and he got a lot of yards. He got AFC Player of the Week, but I'm not high on him. Listen, if the Dolphins are smart, or any team is smart, all you do is take away the screens and the short tosses and passes to Breece Hall, and that takes away half of our Jets' offense. All that said, Jets getting 8.5. You know, the Jets with our defense, you can pretty much bet on a tight game. Tyreek Hill. Listen, if he plays, he's going to have a touchdown. That's all there is to it. He's a freak. But maybe they limit his play. The Jets have a good top 10 secondary, along with their top 5 overall defense. I like the Jets to cover here. I'm taking the Jets plus the 8.5. Frankly, I wouldn't be totally surprised if the Jets won this game outright. Again, we're talking, you know, a 21-16 kind of deal, a 24-18, something like that. A 17-13 win for the Jets. The Dolphins have shown that their offense can be shut down. They've shown that their defense is lackluster at best, especially after what happened with the Titans this week. Give me the Jets and the 8.5 in Miami. We got the Giants at the Saints. Giants are getting 4.5 on the road. The Saints are just falling apart at the wrong time. Olave's out. They've never reached that next level all year. Like I said at the top, these teams now are who they are, and the Saints are just not a great team, even though they're technically in the wild card and that division mix there with the Bucks. Meanwhile, the Giants and their fans, hey, listen, good for, you know, I'm a Jets fan, but good for the Giants and their fans. Have something fun. Have something to cheer for. Daboll finally figuring out the game plan last week. DeVito had over 70 rushing yards last week. And listen, he made a couple plays. The big thing with DeVito was the big thing that, again, the little things these guys and sometimes fans lose track of. He's not turning the ball over. DeVito is not turning the ball over. I think that's been the biggest key to his success over whatever skills he may have. But let's just say this, and I touched on this. If you watch the Compound shows this week, I brought it up. We can all agree the DeVito shit is getting up there with the Taylor Swift shit of showing his family when they're in the stands and this bullshit. Please, a total Jersey trash, the DeVito family. Absolute trash. They're the type of people who say moots instead of mozzarella, who say ragout instead of ricotta, who say gravy instead of sauce. I can keep going on. It's a classic American-Italian. I'm not even going to call them Italian-American. They're American-Italian, where they're totally out of touch with how you live in Italy, and they're in some kind of freakish American-constructed Italian stereotype that they've become. So they make me sick as a half-Sicilian to be Italian, the whole thing. It's past laughable into cringe, all the fingers together thing. But listen, good for them. Good for the Giants. You have a reason to have some fun. And I'm taking the Giants here, +4.5. Listen, like I said with the Jets, they have no shot at the playoffs. They're not a good team at all. They're going to win this game, and they're going to – then all of a sudden you're going to hear, okay, if they just do this, just do that. They're not going to do it. They would have to run the table, and even then they need some tiebreakers. So Giants have no future this year, but good for them having fun. This is a chance for them to kind of ruin the – or put a big wrench in the Saints' plans of winning that conference down there and the NFC South. So give me the Giants +4.5. Chiefs at Patriots, Chiefs -9.5. I'm not wasting time here. Chiefs -9.5. They have to win this game and win it handily if they want to be. If they somehow lose this game or even win it in a close game, you got to – any thought of this being a Super Bowl team is out the window for the Chiefs this year. And that division, if the Broncos win and they somehow lose this game, which I can't imagine – listen, there's a lot of parity in the NFL. This is one game you can't imagine the Chiefs can lose this game. Maybe with the spread. I'm taking the Chiefs with the spread of 9.5 up there in New England. The Commanders, which are the worst team in the NFL, go to the Rams, who are a surging team at 6-7. Not wasting time. Give me the Rams -6.5. They're going to win by definitely more than a touchdown. Niners at the Cardinals. This is a textbook, pull up your Webster, your Webster dictionary, and pull up trap game, and you're going to see the 49ers at the Cardinals this week as your classic trap game before they play the Ravens next week. The Cardinals are getting 13.5 at home. I wish it was 14.5. That would make this a no-brainer. Kyler Murray is back this week, so there's your backdoor cover. He loves doing scoring those late touchdowns on the runs. So I'm taking the Cardinals here, +13.5. Obviously, the Niners should win this game. I could foresee this, again, being a trap game. Maybe not a full trap game where they lose, but a trap game where it's tough, overlooking a little bit to the Ravens next week. Give me the Cardinals +13.5 there in Arizona. Look for a backdoor cover there with Kyler Murray back in the lineup. Here's your game of the week. Absolutely your national televised game of the week. The Cowboys at the Buffalo Bills, the 10-3 Cowboys at the Bills. Nothing more really needs to be said if you're following the league. Yeah, if the Bills want to get put on the big boy board, especially for my rankings next week, the Bills will win this game. The Bills are -2.5. The Bills are favored at home. I don't get it. I'm taking the Cowboys with the points. I think, and I could be proven wrong, is why we play the games, is why we love the NFL. I think the Cowboys are on another level than the Chiefs. I think the Cowboys are clicking on all cylinders right now. I think and I hope this will be a close game. I'm not ruling out. I wouldn't be surprised if the Bills win this. They're also a surging team. But I'm thinking the Cowboys, the fact that anytime you're seeing this year, the Cowboys are getting points at home or on the road, I don't care. Give me the Cowboys +2.5 against the Bills. But that's your game of the week. The Sunday night game, though, is no slouch either. It's not as sexy by any means, but we got the 10-3 Ravens at the 8-5 Jags. Jags at home getting 3.5. Call me a hack, but I have a similar take as the last game. I As you can tell by my rankings, I'm a man of my word. I back up what I say. I'm Stans Nostradamus. I think the Ravens and the Cowboys are just on another level, especially the Ravens and the Jags. I don't think this is a great matchup for the Jags. Jags are getting 3.5. I'm tempted to take the Jags with the points because I'm not saying I think it'll be a competitive game. I think we'll have an entertaining AFC game Sunday night. But I'm going to take the Ravens -3.5 to put my money where my fat wop mouth is. And by the way, my fat wop mouth, if you missed the top of the show, sponsored by my charcoal-infused brithel. My charcoal-infused bristle toothbrush. My charcoal-infused bristle toothbrush. Folks, my teeth are going to be whiter than January 6th. All right? Monday night, folks. Another good game. I would put the top three games this week. Luckily, they stacked them up for us. Sunday, late 4:25 game. Then Sunday night, then Monday night, the Eagles and Seahawks Monday night. The Battle of the Birds! Hack! Hello! Here we go! I would say, in order, the games of the week. Cowboys, Bills, Seahawks, Eagles, and then Ravens, Jags, in that order. Eagles going across the country to Seattle. Seahawks getting 3.5 at home. The problem is we don't know if Geno Smith or Locke is starting this week. I don't love that. I want to take the Seahawks with 3.5. I think this will be a competitive game. As I said earlier in the show, with their Eagles remaining matchups, this is their last competitive game of the year before they go, whatever I said, what is it, Giants? Is it Giants, Commanders, Giants? Something like that. Or Giants, Cardinals, Giants after this game for the Eagles. This is their last competitive game. Seahawks have fallen. How the Seahawks have fallen, down to 6-7. Everybody's riding high on them. Listen, I understand Geno Smith has been injured, so he can't be to blame. But as I've said all along, for years, Geno Smith is a serviceable quarterback, but not a good quarterback. I'm taking the Eagles on the road here. They're begging you to take the Seahawks. A part of me wants to take the Seahawks because on paper it doesn't look good. The Eagles with a looking shitty. Eagles giving up over 30 points all last 3 weeks, by the way. Despite all that, and partly because of that. Can you imagine them doing it again? I can't. Give me the Eagles -3.5 on Monday night in Seattle. Those are your Stans Nostradamus picks for week 15. We know it's the quickest season in all of pro sports. Let's give the chat a look before we sign off for the day. Anything new popped up here? Brennan's a clip show. Yeah, I mean, again, that's for SMC, not SPMC. But yes, isn't it amazing? What did I say? Stans Nostradamus. I've said it forever. Clip shows, snipe shows, it's all gay. Kevin ripped them, and now all of a sudden that's what he does. I fast forward, just clicked a little go ahead 30 seconds on my old podcast, Apple Podcasts. I don't even listen to it. Or when puppets or vegetables are on, I do the same thing. Citizen M, thank you, Stancil. No idea what that's for, and it doesn't matter. Thank you. You're welcome. Hit the like button, you fucking cowards. You're right. Thank you. Hit the like button. Thank you, Leo Gunn. That's my guy, Gunn. What up, Balls Deep? He's a member I see in the chat. Don't know what the hell that means. Oh, Leo Gunn, sorry. I don't do super chats while I'm doing the picks. It's too intense for me. I get in my fucking flow state and I channel the universe and I make those picks out to you so you can use them on DraftKings or FanDuel or whatever you choose. The only DeVito that matters is Ray DeVito. Rack me. Anywho, there you go. Yeah. Listen, Tommy DeVito's having his moment in New York. Shades of who was a little Chinese fellow? Lin, Jeremy Lin, Shades of Lin Sanity in New York with Tommy DeVito taking it over for us WAPs, but he's doing it in such an embarrassing way, as I said earlier. But thank you for the $2. You're on the board. You're noted because you gave a little bit of money to a poor, poor boy. Yes, I have to gamble my way. He's a member, so I'll read it. You have to gamble your way up to a hot tent for the winter. Yeah, maybe I will. Boy, I tell you, speaking of, I've pulled myself back from the grave twice in the last 2 weeks on DraftKings. I have $2 left as it is. Twice in the last 2 weeks, I've been at zero and hit my parlay. We're goddamn well damn sure going to try to do it again, folks. What's the weather in Buffalo? Good question. It's going to be cold. It's cold here in the tri-state, so it's going to be cold in Buffalo. Never easy in Buffalo this time of year. A heart from Little Lemmy that gets me excited. Geno Smith, a nice Italian boy. Oh, Chris Mack, shoving what I said right in my fat fucking face. It's supposed to be 49 and light rain in Buffalo tomorrow. Thank you, Chris Mack. Shows what I know. It's a comedy podcast. Mile High High, Rainey. Mike Rainey? Hack! All right. An hour and one on the dot. Who the fuck is more professional than fucking me? Thank you to everybody who watched live. Thank you to everybody who listens and watches later. Ski Mask Collective, unless Ski Mask goes back to the hospital, which apparently he already was in this week. He texted me today. We'll be back tomorrow afternoon. Keep your eyes on this very channel. Tell a friend. Tweet something about this. Call me a piece of shit. There's no such thing as bad publicity. If you didn't like it, tweet about it. Don't be a coward. And if you did like it, tweet about it too. Hit the like. Break your mother's arm and grab her hand and put her finger over to the keyboard and make her hit like. SkiMaskCollective.com for merch. Still plenty of time to get some merch in time for the holidays with the rush shipping. Silk City Hot Sauce, promo code SMC for 15% off. Tuesday, Stancil in the big city again, and then we have a week off, so you're going to want to tune in Tuesday. I may have a very special guest in tow at Compound, who, let's just say, hasn't been seen there in a while. Tuesdays, 12:30, 12:40, I hit the streets on this YouTube channel. You never know what'll happen. 1:30, the dump on Compound Media. 2:15, in hot water on Compound Media. And then, folks, I just may be on a little podcast that happens on Tuesdays, a little bar called Gebhardt's with a little fellow who's the A with the O, the Opster. Keep your eyes out for that. Hey, tag the Opster in some stuff. Keep the heat on him. Tell him Stancil is a god amongst all these freaks that call themselves men. Join my cult. And I love you all. Count all the votes. And Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Goodbye.